Change, change, change.
J26 with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. Aretha Franklin there. This is the song we actually used for a recent story on Aretha Franklin. You remember singing along here in studio. We were doing that with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And Art Lewis, we know you were singing along in your home studio. Good morning, we say.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Song about us.
Yeah, fools. No question about that. The story we had recently had to do with this song was part of a trailer being used. Remember, I played a part of the trailer coming up on National Geographic. There's going to be a special series.
Yes, indeed.
It's called Genius Aretha. It's going to debut on March 21st. And I had the story, thought it sounded great. Well, an honor for Aretha Franklin and everything like that. The update is apparently not so great, according to her youngest son.
Oops.
Her youngest son is slamming the forthcoming National Geographic series. In an angry all-caps social media post, he said that the family does not support the project, contending the deal was pushed through without her consent. He says, if you are a true fan, please do not support this project. Though he says his criticism is directed toward the show's, not toward the show's actors. He says they just have a job to do. It's more to the directors and writers and things like that.
Did they take a poetic license? Or?
Well, according to the person who was behind this, the writer, Susan Laurie Parks, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright who headed the project, said that we worked with many people who knew Ms. Franklin, from Clive Davis to representatives of her family's estate, to make sure we told her story in an honest and authentic way. And as a personal note, as a Black American woman, I was taught at a very young age that soul is universal. Our series was all about soul, and we are honoring the life and soul of Aretha Franklin.
Huh.
So she takes issue.
I see.
All right.
I didn't know this, but it says in this story here, and last year, in January 2020, he also similarly attacked the MGM biopic Respect, the one that starred Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, really?
He was critical about the movie because they didn't talk to any of the sons or grandchildren about what's going on.
Yeah.
Should be noted also, it says here that his criticisms are coming as he is among those who are vying to take over Aretha Franklin's estate.
Yeah, you wonder about it. Follow the money.
There's still court action going on because of the determination of the validity of her three handwritten wills. Remember that story that came out?
Right. Yep.
So that's in an Oakland County court. So unfortunately,
getting that. Okay.
No, it's a mess.
Yeah, right.
It's a mess, you know. Well, it's like to think that there's ways she could be remembered more positively and more honored, but...
Yeah, I think most people do.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people in their hearts know who she was and how she performed and let the family fight over the money. That's too bad. Too bad it has to be in public.
Yeah, and that's there where it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can watch the series yourself and make your own determination. March 21st, National Geographic... and the Genius Aretha.